Hi, my name is Rachel, and you're listening to Maker Style, a creative lifestyle podcast where we talk about small business, blogging, and of course, lots and lots of sewing. Listening to the Maker Style podcast is like sitting down for a coffee and chat with your girlfriends who are just as passionate about making things as you are. Hey everyone, I hope you guys are all having an awesome day today. My name is Rachel and you are listening to the Maker Style podcast, and today we are unveiling something incredible. Yes, I have been working behind the scenes on a great big project for quite a couple months now, and I haven't been able to share it with you guys because I wanted it to be a surprise. But today is the day that we are unleashing the amazingness that is going to be the Maker Style bra making month. Since it's January and Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I've received so many requests to have bra makers on the show to talk about bra making, January and a little bit into February is going to be a month-long Maker Style podcast themed month with interviews with all of your favorite bra making ladies. That's right. So all through the month of January, every single Monday, there's going to be a new interview with a bra maker, someone who's working in sewing small business related to bras, or someone that has some awesome expertise on bra pattern making or bra styles, all that good stuff. There's going to be so much to learn and so much inspiration to be had this month. If you are looking to get into bra making and don't know where to start, I have an episode planned for that. If you are a bra making expert and are looking for some inspiration, I've got that covered too. Or if you just like talking about sewing small business, don't worry, we'll be doing that too. So it's going to be a really diverse month in the kind of topics that we cover, but they're all going to kind of relate back to bra making. So I think it's going to be really, really fun. Learning to sew bras is probably one of my favorite things that I've done so far in sewing, probably my proudest makes, because I wear it literally every day. It's so much more comfortable than any ready-to-wear bra I've owned, and it's just great. It makes me feel beautiful. So I think this is a very important topic to cover, and I hope you guys are just as excited about it as I am. So we're going to be kicking off this month-long feature today with a wonderful interview with Sarah from Olulu Sews. If you're familiar with Olulu, they have the most gorgeous kind of vintage feminine inspired aesthetic that is just perfect for lounging around the house or, you know, just feeling beautiful. And I've really admired Sarah's work for a long time, and it was an absolute pleasure to be talking with her on the show. Today we're going to be talking about where Sarah finds her inspiration for her patterns and also for her handmade items, because she does have two shops, one that sells sewing patterns and one that sells physical lingerie items that she's sewn herself in a good old Ontario, Canada, where we both just so happen to be from. It's actually pretty crazy. There's a lot of different bra makers that have come from Ontario, like Emerald Erin, Betsy Johnson, the Fairy Bra Mother. So it's just kind of funny, of Ontario of all places, like bra making capital of the world. Just kidding. But yes, if you like to sew bras and are looking for some inspiration for an upcoming project, I think you're really going to like this episode. It was a lot of fun to chat with Sarah, and I hope that you enjoy. Also, sorry for being a little bit stuffy. I don't know what's going on with my voice today, but it's doing some funny things. Must be the winter. I can't wait till it's warm again. Anyways, without any more chatting, let's head on into the episode after this break. It's the Maker Style Bra Making Month, and I'm so excited to have you along for the ride here. We've got a big month planned with so many awesome interviews and information about how to sew the bra and lingerie sets of your dreams. We'll be doing weekly episodes featuring different bra makers until the 6th of February. But if you're not into bra making, don't worry. We're going to be having three regular bonus episodes that talk about different topics other than bra making throughout the month of January on Thursdays. I'll let you guys know on Instagram when that happens. If you want to be the first to know, make sure you give me a follow there at maker.style and you'll never miss an update. Or just subscribe to the podcast and you'll get it right into your feed when it's released. Hey Sarah, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Would you mind just telling the listeners a little bit about yourself? I'm so excited for our chat today.
Sure. So my name is Sarah, and I run Olulu Lingerie and Olulu Sews, which is a PDF sewing pattern company that allows you to sew your own lingerie. So I've been making made-to-order lingerie since 2010, and then in 2012, I decided to start releasing sewing patterns. And every year I release a small collection of new bra and underwear patterns.
Oh, awesome. I had no idea that the custom lingerie came before the patterns. That's cool to know.
Yeah. That was kind of, that's my first baby. And then I was sharing how I made everything. And then I saw that people were getting really excited about trying their own. So I decided I'd release a few patterns.
Awesome. Now, why lingerie?
Well, personally, it's something I've always loved, having really nice lingerie, but it hasn't, number one, it hasn't always been in my budget. Mm-hmm. And number two, I'm a very small person, and I've never been able to just buy off the rack bras in particular. And I also, I personally am not a big fan of underwire bras. I find them uncomfortable on my body type. So I was looking for like soft, unstructured lingerie that would still fit my body type, which is small yet curvy. Wasn't something I could find just ready to wear. So I decided I was going to try to make my own.
Awesome. Now, for anyone that hasn't stumbled across Olulu before, how would you describe your brand's overall style?
It definitely has a kind of vintage flair to it. Pretty much almost all of my bras, with the exception of one, are soft without any underwires. Definitely has a vintage flair, but still kind of has a modern aesthetic to it. So they're adapted for more modern stretch knit fabrics and styling.
Awesome. Where do you find your inspiration for all these cool vintage-esque designs?
I spend a lot of time watching like historical dramas.
Ooh, cool.
And that kind of thing. I get a lot of inspiration from nature. I live kind of out in the middle of nowhere in central Ontario, and I get a lot of inspiration from the scenery around me.
Perfect. What fabrics do you like to use? I know you mentioned a lot of your patterns are made from stretch knits, but are there any other favorites that you have?
Yeah, one of the things I really like to do is to be able to experiment with different fabrics. So I do have some sewing patterns that are suitable for wovens, which can be tricky to find nowadays. So one of the fabrics I love to use is flannel, especially in these colder winter months. And then the other that I like to use is stretch velvet, because it just feels great and looks really beautiful, but is really annoying to sew.
Yeah, I've never tackled stretch velvet, but the flannel seems really interesting. I've never thought about that for a bra. But
yeah.
I do have your woven bralette pattern, the Bambi bra, and I really like it, so maybe I'll have to give that a shot.
Yeah, it's nice and cozy and feels great, and I love plaid, so anytime I can use plaid, I'm really happy.
Is it hard pattern matching on such a small pattern?
You know, I honestly usually don't even try to match. I just let the pattern fall as it will.
It makes a whole lot of sense, because that sounds like a huge task, trying to match those plaids on such a little surface.
Yeah, with the curved seams and everything, it can be pretty tricky.
Awesome. Now, I'm sure since you sew so much lingerie and that's kind of your whole business, you must have a pretty awesome lingerie wardrobe. So I was wondering, what are your most worn me-made pieces?
The Jasmine bra, I probably have a dozen of those in rotation right now. I really like it because it can be made of stretch fabric, so it's comfortable and easy to fit. And it can be made out of lace, so I really like to work with lace as well. My favorite underwear pattern is a pattern I actually have not released yet,
Ooh.
But I will be releasing it very soon. It's like a low rise kind of merge between a boy short and a bikini cut, and it's super, super comfortable. So, and you can use stretch lace with it as well. So I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. Now, for anyone listening that's kind of ready to jump in and start tackling the process of building a totally handmade lingerie wardrobe, what patterns from your collection do you think would be the most versatile purchases, and which do you think would be a great addition to a well-rounded collection?
The Jasmine bra is a really, really great starting place. Mm-hmm. I just completely revamped the pattern and added much more in-depth instructions. So with it, you can learn how to sew the bra lined, unlined, and with a racer back. So there's a lot of different variations. Oh, and I also walk you through how to sew using stretch lace so that you get a nice scalloped edge around the neckline.
Gorgeous.
So it has a lot of versatility. And like I was mentioning before, it's really, really easy to fit. So that can be one of the biggest challenges with sewing underwire bras. Mm-hmm. But with this, because it's more of an unstructured piece, it is a lot easier to fit, but it actually still provides quite a bit of support. As far as bottoms go, I would say my Ava pattern, which is a basic high waist panty pattern, is really easy and fun to sew and quick to put together, and really comfortable to wear. Or my new pattern that I haven't released yet.
The really secret pattern.
Yeah, my top secret pattern. It is also super comfortable and easy to sew.
Outside of bras and underwear, do you have any, I know you do like some loungewear and other lingerie patterns. Do you have any makes of those that you wear quite frequently? Any favorites in those?
Trying to think. Yes. Last summer I made a whole bunch of swimsuits and they made a lot of appearances in my wardrobe last year. So a lot of my patterns are adaptable for swimwear. You just have to line them with some swim lining. And I do have a few kind of nighties that I've worn, that I've made, that kind of make frequent rotation as well.
Yeah, nighties are always nice and comfortable too. I like them.
Yeah, especially one that's got a little bit of support because I have a bigger bust. So I like something that's got a little bit of built-in support in it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because then it's not riding up and it's a lot more comfortable to wear too around the house.
Exactly, yeah.
Cool. Well, what colors do you see most frequently in kind of your lingerie collection?
I definitely use a lot of pink. Pink, gray, and neutrals as well. So beige, taupe, lots and lots of gray. And in my personal kind of lingerie collection, I wear a lot of black. I like it because it just makes it so easy in the morning. You know, whatever you pull out of your lingerie drawer is going to coordinate.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm happy you mentioned coordinating because that was going to be my next question. I think when you're sewing handmade lingerie, part of the excitement is that you'll be able to like make a perfectly matching bra and underwear set. But sometimes purchasing all of the lingerie supplies can get kind of pricey. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you had any particular fabrics that you found are really great addition to a stash that you just reach for all the time and make appearances in lots of different places, whether if it's an accent on a bra or underwear or nightie. However, they just always are in rotation. They're really good versatile stash picks.
First of all, I always like to make my bras in solids. So, like, I always try to have a gray bra, a black bra, and, like, a beige or a white bra. Mm-hmm. And then I can buy little bits of fun printed fabric that I make my underwear in. So it always can kind of coordinate because I've got neutrals for my tops, and then I can coordinate with funky prints on the bottom. That's one thing I really like to do. excuse me. The other thing would be you could always, like, if you don't want to have just plain bras, but you still want something that's fun to coordinate, you could always do like a fun pop of color in your strap, or, you could use like different colored hardware. So I know, like, right now I'm really obsessed with rose gold.
Oh, me too.
So, yeah. I've been using rose gold, rings and sliders on the strap, so it just adds a little bit of interest and makes it a little more special.
Absolutely. Where do you source all these supplies?
All over. I don't have one single place that I buy from. I do get a lot of my elastics and everything from bramakersupply.com. Mm-hmm. I love them very, very much because they're actually not too far away from me, so it's really quick to get the stuff. And I love Spoonflower as well for fabrics, and Girl Charlie. Girl Charlie has great knits.
Awesome. Yeah. Spoonflower, I bet would be really awesome too, because you could get a whole variety of fabrics. I don't go on Spoonflower nearly as much as I should.
Yeah. It is more, for me, I find it to be a little more pricey, but you can get some prints that are really unique.
Awesome. Now, I know you mentioned earlier that you've been working on your top secret panty pattern, and you're hoping to release that within the coming months. Is that going to be released with an entire collection, or is that pattern just going to be released by itself?
It's going to be kind of a mini collection. I have three patterns that I'm just finishing up right now. So it'll kind of be like just in addition to the patterns that I released over the summer.
Awesome. How do you decide what to put in these collections? Do you try and make them cohesive? Are they filling, I guess, I don't want to say gaps, but are they filling a new need in your offerings? How do you kind of decide what you're going to make?
Honestly, I make things that I want to wear and things that I love to wear. So I usually will start by making a whole bunch of patterns and I wear them and I decide what I like and what I love. And then those are what make it into my collection. So,
awesome.
So I don't generally think of a theme or anything like that. I just daydream, what do I want to wear? What would make me feel really great? And then that's what my collection becomes.
Perfect. How did you find your inspiration for this particular collection? Do they have like a guiding theme at all? Or is this just finding things that you like to wear?
Yeah, it's mostly finding things I like to wear. Though once I put it all together, I definitely do see themes within the collection. Mm-hmm. So my last one was kind of a lot of layering pieces and kind of layering pieces. I had like a halter neck bra that I could picture peeking out of like a loose sleeveless top. Some woven panties that I pictured kind of with like nice chunky knit sweaters. So after I had put it all together, I realized that there definitely was kind of this theme of layering.
That's awesome. And that's kind of interesting, too, that you're able to identify these themes after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen your style change throughout the, I guess, 6 years that you've been running all of
this? Yes, definitely. And it's so funny because I actually was just thinking about that this morning. when I started, I definitely think my style was much more cutesy, kind of shabby chic. Whereas now I think my styles are a lot more modern and sleek and a little more sophisticated.
Do you think this is a reflection in a change of your personal style or a change in kind of the overall trends that we're seeing in the fashion industry?
That's tough.
Sorry.
I'd say my gut tells me it's a change in my personal style. Mm-hmm. When I started this, I was in my mid-20s and, definitely really kind of experimenting with my look now. And I'm now more mature and, and I definitely think that my style reflects that a little bit more. I think I tend to like finer things a little bit more and simpler things, and definitely a more modern aesthetic.
No, absolutely. That makes a whole lot of sense. And it's really fun to watch your style, I guess, grow up. Along the years, I'm looking back even at some of the makes that I've made just a few years ago, and I'm like, oh man, that hamburger print t-shirt does not get as much wear as I anticipated. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, when do you think this new collection will be ready?
I am definitely hoping I'm hoping by January, definitely by January. So I'm thinking by the time this podcast airs.
Ooh, very nice. All right. Well, we'll have to link that in the show notes if it is open, because that will be really exciting to check out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You go ahead.
I always think that these things are going to take me a couple of weeks to put together, and then it always takes me much longer. So I think I told a bunch of people these patterns were going to be ready like 2 weeks ago. So...
That always seems to be the way these things go, though. How long, you mentioned that it takes you always a couple more weeks than you anticipated, but how long would you say it takes you to go from idea to finished product and then finished pattern?
It takes months. Oh. It's a very long process. So I usually start out with like a general idea of what I'd like to make, and I sketch out some ideas. And then I do my initial draft and mock-up. And then from there, I usually have to make a million alterations. So it's just going back and forth between editing my pattern and testing it out and then editing more and testing it out. And then it has to be sized and test all the sizes and digitize it. So it's a really long process. I always feel like it's going to take me just a couple weeks, and it takes me months.
I hope this doesn't take too long then, because I know I'm sure you're probably feeling like just excited for it to be done and ready to have it up on the store.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anticipation is always the hardest part.
Yeah, and I'm a very impatient person, so it's hard.
Awesome. And recently you just went through a site overhaul, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I just completely redesigned my website, olululingerie.com, and I'm slowly adding my own pattern store there as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my blog hadn't changed much since 2010, so it definitely was time for an overhaul.
Awesome. Well, that's really exciting. But will your patterns still be sold on Etsy, just in case anyone listening kind of knows you from there?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm definitely going to maintain my Etsy shop. And I also sell on Craftsy, and a few other websites as well.
Perfect. I'll make sure to link all those links in the show notes so you can check out and buy the patterns wherever you like to shop.
Great.
Perfect. Now we're just about at time, Sarah, but would you mind just telling the audience, I know a little bit more about what's coming up next and where we can find out more about you?
Sure. So I'm always, always, always working on new things. For the last few months, I've been working on a few new patterns, as well as developing some printed patterns. So you can write an actual package with a beautiful little booklet. excuse me. I also am always planning new lingerie kits. They usually sell out pretty fast, but I'm hoping to have some of those prepared for Valentine's Day sewing.
Oh, lovely.
And I also am kind of tentatively dreaming of doing a little bit of a lingerie Valentine's Day sew along as well. So,
oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, so I've got lots of sewing plans kind of in the works, and then it's a matter of finding all the time to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. But it's that wonderful time of year where you just want to sew all the lingerie.
It's true. Yeah, I always want to sew all the lingerie.
How true. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. It's been a whole lot of fun, and it's been great to learn more about Olulu.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been nice to talk to you.
Awesome. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so just to follow up on some of the things that we mentioned in that episode, some of the patterns that Sarah was talking about have been launched, so that's really exciting. I'll have them all linked in the show notes. Some of the standouts I think you should definitely go run and check out online are her Valentine's Day sew-along kit, where she has like suspenders, a panty pattern, and a bra all linked together that will be supported with an awesome sew-along that will show you how to modify the patterns. That's going to be starting on her blog very shortly, so you can go check it out at Olulu. I think it's olulu.com, but I'll have it linked in the show notes for you. She also released a really cool suspender pattern, a new panty pattern, and some other awesome things. So I'll have those all linked in the show notes. You can go check them out. And hopefully they'll fit in with your Valentine's Day sewing, or if you want to start a great beginner's project, some of her more beginner patterns, like her Jasmine bra, would be an awesome place to start. My very first lingerie kind of make was with an Olulu pattern. I made a Bambi bra with some hamburger print quilting cotton, and I still wear it all the time. So I know personally from my own experience, if you are a beginner sewist looking to take that first step into lingerie sewing, Olulu definitely will have you in some good hands. You'll be in great shape with one of Sarah's patterns. That's all I have for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I really appreciate you hanging out here with me. It's like my favorite part of the week. Another part of the week that I really enjoy is the time of the week where we sit back on Instagram or on the blog and we chat about this week's episode. So if you're interested in getting involved in the conversation, I would love to have you there. You can check out my blog with all the show notes at makerstyle.ca. or on Instagram at maker.style. I can't wait to see you there and have a wonderful week.